Yes.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Our daughter, Jessie, loves playing detective.
A clue.
But since we discovered she has sensitive skin, we've been playing detective, too.
We thought the problem was our puppy.
But it was actually our old detergent.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So we switched to Tide Free and Gentle. Tide cleans better than the leading competitive free detergent, and it doesn't leave behind irritating residues.
Plus, Tide Free and Gentle has no dyes or perfumes, so it's gentle on her skin.
Case closed.
If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Free and Gentle.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Much love to everybody tuned in and locked in all over North America. People on the West Coast, the East Coast, the Midwest, the South, the Mountains, the Plains, the Northeast. Canada. Shout out to all my friends in Canada. I love y'all too. Thank you so much to super producer and host Ryan Hickey. He's holding down for us in New York City. This show gets started every single weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. You can lock in on your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate. You can listen for free on the free Odyssey app. Yeah, hit rewind. SiriusXM channel 158. And if you got a smart speaker, ask it to play the Infinity Sports Network. We've had a full show so far. Thank you to Ari Myrov from the 33rd team for coming through to talk all things NFL, including the trade request of Brandon Ayuk. Thank you so much to Brad Crawford from CBS and 24/7 Sports for coming through to talk all things SEC football. As the SEC is just having, it feels like media week. Kirby Smart spoke today and talked about how his players need to stay out of trouble from driving like a bunch of idiots on the roads out here outside of Georgia, out in Athens. And then, of course, the Major League Baseball All-Star Game is live as we speak. I told you we missed some excitement. Paul Skeens pitched one inning. Hickey, did he strike anybody out? Or did everybody pop, fly out? Well, what did he do? Nothing, right? No strikeouts?
Zero Ks.
Yeah, zero
Two ground K. outs and one fly out.
Yeah, he even saw Aaron Judge after Soto walked, and nothing. Aaron Judge hit the ball to third, and that was all she wrote. But we did see some excitement. Some guy named Shohei Ohtani hit a three-run home run in the third inning. And so the American League, or excuse me, the National League, now leads 3-0. Listen to me, still thinking Ohtani plays for the Angels. No, he went to play for a real Los Angeles team. And so we'll see what happens with the rest of the game. National League leads 3-0 in the bottom of the third. Hickey, is it just me or is this game moving? Maybe it's because we're working and busy, but this game is moving, man.
Thank you, Rob Manfred, for the pitch clock.
Oh, man.
To his credit, he's done a lot wrong for sure, including these uniforms, an atrocity. But the pitch clock has made the game go by faster and I think has provided more action in a short amount of time.
Oh, man. I don't like the pitch clock, but I think it's good for baseball. Like, for me personally, I don't care. But for the game, I think it is beneficial. And you see every year it feels like the automatic, well, not the automatic umps, but they're calling it like umpire assistance. It seems like the umpire assistance now gets pushed back. Now they're thinking about utilizing it in 2026. It's inevitable. Like, what the hell is so wrong with keeping the umpires, letting the umpires and the umps and the refs and all these dudes keep their jobs and just use a little bit of computer help? That's what people do every day. Everybody's using computers. Like, everybody. No matter what you're doing. So why don't they just bring up the stupid computers and let them help the umps, especially the ones that suck? Oh, Hickey doesn't care about the order. It's all right, Hickey.
No, I mean, I'm with you in the sense of just, like, it feels inevitable. Like, I don't know what the big deal is in terms of having an earpiece in the umpire's ear. The one thing I am afraid of, though,
yeah,
I will say, because everything we've seen with technology, while it has at times improved, there's also been plenty of times when technology, you're like, what the hell are we doing? Whether it's not working correctly, whether it's just a glitch in the system. Like,
it's inevitable.
Like, how many replays have we seen where it's like, oh, yeah, that's, you know, the call should overturn, it's obvious. And it's like, oh, the call stands on the field. I mean, yeah, but I hope with balls and strikes we're not saying that, but I don't know.
If a robot is in charge, it's not going to be none of this. You still got a human deciding if a robot is doing it. There's none.
Well, can I ask a dumb question? Like,
go
who
ahead.
Is the ultimate say?
Come on now, the robot.
Right, so like, if there's a glitch in the system, all of a sudden a ball
no
as a lefty batter is in the right-hander's right-handed batter's box,
glitch.
And they say strike.
No glitch. Come on. There's no glitch.
I mean, have you seen... Look, I hope the technology is better, but have you seen the pitch com for the pitchers
and
the
helmet?
Catchers?
Oh, that's different.
That thing gets changed out every inning.
That's communication, man.
I just hope it works. That's all.
Yeah, but it's one thing to say a computer can look and go, is this in or is this out? They got it in tennis. They got it in soccer. Like, come on. Is the ball in? Is the ball out? Look how much stupid technology they put on the screen already. Like exit velocity, and they already put it on a screen whether it's a ball or a strike. What's the difference? It's just a camera looking at it with eyeballs. It's a computer with eyes. Was the ball in? Was it out? Was it high? Was it low? That's it.
If it's like tennis,
yeah.
Okay, fine. You got me. I'm in. I love the tennis replay system. If that's what you're going for, in.
Is that why would it be different?
I guess you're right. I don't know why I had like the NFL replay in my head, but it's two totally different things. You are right. Whatever the Hawkeye system is that tennis uses, I would hope at least if you're Major League Baseball, you'd implement the same thing.
Look at this. The NFL is getting ready to use technology too. Like finally, you know, is it a first down? Or, like no more old guys with chains and index cards. Like what are we doing?
Sorry, chain gang.
Yeah, they put them. Look, after that guy broke his leg, they don't need no more.
You know what's sad? I still can hear that screech in my head.
No, I hear that guy's leg cracking, man. It's not funny. Why are you
laughing?
That guy's career is done.
I'm definitely not laughing at that. Oh, my God. That was crazy.
Yo, but what did Alvin Kamara do? Just look and walk away? I don't think I could look at my... I get it. The game is going on. I don't think I could break somebody's leg and just look down at them screaming and writhing in pain. Like, he had no reaction.
I got to go back to the huddle.
Yeah, he just left.
You feel better.
Look, I know this is the same Alvin Kamara that stood around with, what, allegedly four other people and beat a guy up in an elevator.
Yeah.
So maybe he's used to seeing a couple more things than I am. But if I broke a guy's leg, I'm at least, oh, man, you okay? I'm rushed people. Come here. Help the guy. Alvin Kamara just looked back and kept moving. Like, like, man, the screams were horrific. So, yeah, no more chain gang. We've had a lot of interesting things happen on NFL sidelines. Was it Salalosi tried to trip the guy? Mike Tomlin tripped the guy? Or he got in the way by accident, he said, right?
Got in the – yes, on accident. Did not make contact, but was on the field right as the – unfortunately, Jacoby Jones, RIP, was running back a kick.
Yeah, that was an accident. We've had coaches try to choke players. Yeah, nobody on the sideline, especially the old dudes with the chains and the white hats. Like, no. You computers for everything, please. Please. There's so much technology. Anyway, use it for good. Use it for good. And speaking of technology is so good. You can sit at a basketball game with a camera like yards away, and we can figure out every word that is coming out of your mouth. And then you get in trouble because of what you said. And I'm referring to a specific instance because Jaylen Brown was at Bronny James' game last night. Yes, Bronny James, the son of LeBron, if you didn't know. Bronny James had, count him, 2 points. Bronny James is now 0-15 shooting NBA threes. And Jaylen Brown was zoomed in talking to his girlfriend and having a conversation with her where you can read his lips, and I'm not a lip reader, but it certainly looks like. I don't think Bronny is a pro. And basically that Bronny has the job because of, well, his dad. What a shock. He appeared to say, honestly, I don't think Bronny is a pro. I think he's here because of his name. He'll be on the Lakers. Ouch. Ouch, 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 ouch. He then went on social media, tried to clean it up. Jaylen Brown said, it's a flex to have your son alongside you in the NBA. It reflects greatness and longevity. Bronny has all the tools around him to be successful. I look forward to watching his growth. Hickey, is that this? He couldn't have said anything else, right? There's nothing. There's no way you can clean that. He could have ignored it, but I guess he wants to be in LeBron's good graces, huh?
I was going to say, like, I mean, he didn't really apologize, but like, why even say anything? He said what he said. He's right in what he said. Why do you have to clarify or walk back or apologize for the truth?
He didn't want to be on LeBron's bats. You got to kiss the backside of LeBron, man. Come on.
LeBron's like, he's fighting a losing battle, if you want to even say fighting. He's on his own island. The only two people on this planet that think Bronny's a pro are Bronny and LeBron.
Oh, no.
Everybody else.
Rich Paul.
I mean, if you truly gave Rich Paul some truth serum, I don't think he's saying that Bronny's a pro.
I think everybody knows that Bronny is not good right now and that he needs to develop. And maybe, just maybe, Bronny is, turns into this 3-and-D player at 6'1" that everybody projects him to be. Look, the guy hasn't played basketball for real in like a year, right? Since his heart attack, his heart issue, through 4 summer league games. Bronny James is averaging 4.3 points. He is shooting 22% from the field. He is 0-of-15 from 3. He is playing 26 minutes a game. Let me say that again. He is playing 26 minutes a game, averaging 4 points, shooting 22%. Bronny James the other day said he's just in a 3-point slump. He's in a slump. Hickey, if they put this, they're giving him every reason now. Like, is it even fair to put him on the Lakers? Is it fair to put him on the court in the bigs? Is that fair? It's not even fair.
It's not fair for him to be drafted. Going back that far, it's not fair even if he was drafted as an undrafted or to be signed as an undrafted free agent.
So before the season starts, I don't even know, where do you stash the guy? Like, what is the G League 2-3 weeks behind the league start?
I mean, right. I guess you can you send, this is going to be a dumb question, I don't know. He signed a guaranteed contract, right?
Yeah.
Can you send him down to the G League?
You can.
Okay.
And he'd probably be the only dude running around out there that's not injured, that's making $7 million guaranteed.
That's crazy.
Yeah, you think somebody give him a good elbow? No, right? No, you don't want to. You hit LeBron's kid, your career's over. You can't do that.
You know, you're probably right about that.
You cannot do that. Going into Bronny goes to the lane, elbow, that guy's career is done.
Get ready to learn Chinese, buddy, all right? That kind of throws the first elbow.
Right.
You won't hear his name again.
And speaking of that, what's this guy's name? What's his idiot's name? Paul? What's his name? Paul Patrick Beverly. See, I'm glad I'm forgetting his name. Good. Not worth it. Paul Beverly. Doesn't matter. If people are going to forget who he is soon anyway. He's signing with, Hapoel in Tel Aviv? Yeah, Patrick Beverly is no longer in the NBA. He gone. Good. After all that garbage that he pulled at the end of the season and kind of harassing the reporter, you subscribe to my podcast. If you're not subscribed to my podcast. And then he apologized. Well, good riddance. I know Patrick Beverly has played basketball all over the world, and he's probably going to make a good amount of money. But would you rather make that money and be in the league, or do you want to go live and play in Tel Aviv right now? Come on, man. Good luck to him. Good riddance, too. He became unbearable. I hope he does his podcast local. I know podcasts is on the internet, but we don't need to hear that guy either. Hey, Bronny, if you want to be like anybody, don't be like Patrick Beverly. Be better for us all. Jaylen Brown got caught telling the truth about Bronny James not believing he's a pro. Damn. Now guys got to cover their mouth when they're sitting courtside. Can't even have a Hickey can't even have a private conversation with his girlfriend. How about that?
That props to the cameraman, because I watched that like five or six times before, and I needed like captions to realize what he was saying. The fact that someone could record that, then see what he's saying and post it is incredible.
Yeah. But you know, he should know better. Or am I bugging? Like, he should know better.
No, you're right. I mean, I feel like any athlete now you see that's on the field, what do they do if they're talking? Cover their mouth.
Every instance, covering their mouth.
Right.
They don't need the lips red. It's a wild world. But Jaylen Brown did talk to the media on record with cameras and microphones in front of his face, not a private conversation where the whole world could read his lips. And, of course, he was asked about being left off of Team USA. He was asked about his relationship with Derek White. He was asked about Nike. And Jaylen Brown actually had some answers. Listen to him. He said he was not surprised he didn't get the call to be on Team USA.
I wasn't surprised, but my reaction was fun. I was happy for D-White. It's dope to have so much of like our guys on there, so I was happy for those guys, but I wasn't surprised.
Hey, happy for his guys, but he's not surprised. Well, you made an insinuation online that Nike had something to do with this. Do you feel that Nike played a part in you being left off the team, Jaylen?
I do for sure. I got it'll be more stuff to come with that. But as of now, I'm not gonna comment on it.
Yeah, they had a basketball practice, or is that they had like a EDM concert? Hickey, where they at? I know it's Vegas.
And I guess the summer league, they do it differently down there.
EDM slash basketball, why not?
Well, and Bronny's, you know, going over 15 from three, you need something to entertain the crowd, right?
Oh my God. Everybody's showing up to see Bronny for no reason. Dalton Connect, I believe, had another 19 points. That's a first rounder, by the way. Jaylen Brown continued on. He says that not being on Team USA, am I going to use it as motivation? Well, listen to this.
Absolutely. Are you all fired up? I mean,
I'm super fired up. You know, I got all the motivation in the world to just come out and improve. So I love it, honestly.
Oh, damn. Somebody else just hit a 3-run home run and I missed it. Damn, we're doing so much work on the radio. What are we doing here, Hickey? Some guy hit our home run. What are we doing? Let's see. Is that Yelich?
I think he just flew out.
So where the hell did the American League get three from?
They got Juan Soto got a 2-run double.
Damn.
Or single, maybe. I'm blanking on his name. I apologize. A player on the Guardians had an RBI single as well.
Is it Ramirez? No, is it Ramirez?
No. No.
Oh, Kwan. No, wait. Marcus Semien scored. What is that? Oh, Fry scored him. Okay.
Yes. He was the first pinch hitter we had in the game.
Oh, because Aaron Judge can't. He only one at bat for Aaron Judge? What a world. Sad, sad world. What we got here? Oh, no. Yordan Alvarez. He was subbed out for him because he's a DH. Judge is 0-2. Anyway, American League, National League tied at 3-3. Let's listen to this final comment from Jaylen Brown, because we know he did all this talking about being left off of Team USA, but his own damn teammate made it in his place, or was the replacement. That's Derek White. Jaylen Brown said, "Me and Derek, we cool."
Absolutely. I called Derek right away, you know, just to make sure there's no confusion, like my love for you. And all of that, you know, I mean, so like he knew that and he did. And, but you don't always got to make anything public, but me and D-White are good.
It's still crazy to me how Kawhi Leonard, they put out this whole statement about how Kawhi needed to go back and Team USA and the Clippers agreed on it. And Lawrence Frank was just like, nah, Team USA did that, not me. I think. Hickey, the Clippers are still lying, though. They don't want him playing out there. They don't. They're lying.
That is so weird.
Like, are the Clippers trying to sound like the good guys? They're trying to sound like the good guys to pacify Kawhi. That's what it is.
Do you think, like, maybe word got back that, hey, like, the Clippers influenced this decision and Kawhi's upset, so now, like,
yes.
Lawrence Frank's trying to blame Team USA instead
has
of himself, right?
Has to be.
There's like, no way he actually wants him to play.
Has to be. Like, let's be real. Grant Hill is not an idiot. I don't think Grant Hill, and look, there's a lot of, when you get a lot of parties involved, there's always room for miscommunication. I don't think Grant Hill was sitting around going, you know what, I'm going to put out a statement and then just say that we all believe that he should be gone. Like, I'm not going to say any one of them are a liar, but who has more invested in any of this? It's the Clippers. Like, the Clippers are paying the salary. And what sense does it make on planet Earth? Unless you think Kawhi is just getting a little bit of action and then he gets to run around and maybe this will strengthen him. Kawhi can't make it through a season. He just didn't make it through a season. You'd have to be an idiot. I don't think Lawrence Frank is an idiot. And I know Steve Ballmer loves basketball. He's a businessman. I don't think he's an idiot unless he's a basketball idiot. Like, who worth a damn or knows anything looks at Kawhi and says, this is one guy that should play basketball in the summer. Like, they have to be trying to save face with Kawhi. They have to. And you know why I think they're doing this, Hickey? Because when you have already lost Paul George, and now you have Kawhi there and you got Harden, the last thing they need entering into a new building, even though they just gave him a 3-year contract extension, and maybe this isn't the case because who the hell would want Kawhi Leonard? But we've seen Kawhi Leonard quit. I mean, without, for lack of a better term, he didn't like what the Spurs were doing with his injury, and he just shut it down. If you're the Clippers, maybe you're just like, look, if we need anything, let's say anything, do anything to keep this guy in our good graces so he shows up to work and helps, I guess, fill the building. I don't know if Kawhi is a building filler, but he's a name. If I got to go with who's lying here, I'm looking at the Clippers, man. Lawrence Frank is doing damage control. And if you need evidence of how often these GMs and executives lie, yeah, watch HBO Hard Knocks. All your answers are there. Universal across sports. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to take a look at quite a few things that happened today in the world of sports. At the end of the show, we'll run through a few things that happened this day in sports history. And then we got more to do. It's the JR Sport Brief Show. Don't move.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. National League, American League tied all up, or all tied up, I should say. 3-3. Bottom of the fourth. At least we got some action. At least we got some runs. And it's been a busy day. We've had a busy day in the world of sports. We've had a busy show as well. Major League Baseball, NBA, Summer League, Bronny James, Olympics, SEC. We talked about it all, free agency. And, you know, if you missed earlier in the show, you can always go ahead and hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. Let's take a look and let's take a listen to some of the things that took place today. If you want to think about the NFL, I think there were two big stories. One is a wide receiver who decided to formally request a trade. And the other one is a quarterback who decided to sign his rookie deal. I'm talking about Brandon Ayuk. Earlier today, we got some news that he wanted to be moved from the 49ers. This is courtesy of CBS Sports HQ.
We have breaking news from the NFL. Brandon Ayuk has requested a trade from the 49ers. According to multiple reports, the two sides have been unable to reach a deal on a long-term contract extension. This after he was fined for skipping mandatory minicamp this offseason. He's entering the final year of his rookie contract, which will pay him just over $14 million on one of the best teams in the league.
Man, that dude ain't going nowhere. He has no leverage to do anything. And thank you to Ari Myrov, who came through from 33rd team. He basically said as much. He's like, they could tag him next year. Everybody on the 49ers wants to get paid. Just wait your turn. You have no leverage. You're not one of the best of the best of the best. So just chill out. Anyway, someone who people are hoping is one of the best of the best of the best is Caleb Williams. And it took some time. But earlier today, we learned that on the heels of rookie minicamp with the Chicago Bears, that Caleb Williams is showing up to work with a contract. Listen to this also from CBS Sports HQ. No panic, no fear.
They were never concerned about it. That's what I had heard out of Chicago plenty, really dating back to when I saw the Bears back in June. I said, hey, Caleb, not signed, worried about it at all. You know, a lot of conjecture, a lot of narrative surrounding Caleb Williams. They weren't concerned. They believed very fully that they were going to be able to get this done. Look, Caleb Williams doesn't have an agent. He has advisors. He has lawyers. Some of them may be NFLPA certified to help him out with things. Some of them may just simply be versed in the CBA, the NFL Collective Bargaining Agreement. Ultimately, though, he has no agent on record.
Let's also keep in mind that all these salaries are now, they're slotted. Like, he's going to play on a four-year, basically $40 million contract. Come on. The salaries are slotted because there was a point in time where you had guys that were just getting drafted that they were negotiating contracts and making more money than veterans who've been throwing the ball around for years. So they had to put a stop to that and slot out the salaries. I mean, the only things that they could really debate about, how much money you're getting on a bonus, when you're going to get paid and what have you. So between both he and Roma Dunze, they're showing up. They're at work. They're ready to go. I'm eager to see what the Chicago Bears can do. Now, are we going to see Caleb Williams playing in that Hall of Fame game in Canton? Play a series or something? I don't know. We'll see. There's so much of a de-emphasization. I'm making up words. You're welcome. When it comes down to the Hall of Fame game in all preseason, Caleb Williams would need it, right? We'll see whether or not he's playing out in Canton, especially as he makes the transition over from college. And speaking of college, I told you, and we actually talked about this in full, SEC Media Day, SEC Media Week, that's also taking place out in Texas in the Metroplex in Dallas specifically, and Kirby Smart. Today was his day to speak along with the Bulldogs. Now listen, there have been a lot of talking about a lot of the action, unfortunate action that we've had out here in the Atlanta-Athens area. For whatever reason, the players on the Bulldogs have taken to the streets like madmen. They're speeding, they're driving. We know about the unfortunate deaths that took place after the national championship parade a couple of seasons ago. And Kirby Smart says, yeah, the players are getting punished. They're getting hit in the pocket with the NIL money. That's how we're punishing them. Listen to this.
Yeah, I think the number one thing is disappointed. You know, anytime you have a situation like that, you want your kids, your players, to make better decisions. And I always say you can't be outcome related, and I'm very disappointed in the outcomes, but I am very pleased with our process we put in terms of education, driver safety, requiring defensive driving, education, talking about it, having leaders stand up and talk about it, bringing speakers in and talk about it, suspending players, dismissing players, which we've done. I don't know to this point any coach in college football that suspended a player for a driving citation. We have. And we've also dismissed players based on driving citations. Nobody's done that. So hopefully they get the idea.
Hickey, it's so crazy to me. Like, there's a lot of straight road out in Athens. There's a lot of, you know, winding spaces. Atlanta to Athens is a straight shot. And so I guess people get on the highway, parkways, and they just want to go. This is the part that's crazy to me. I have driven all over the country. Driving around Georgia, when you get outside the city and some of the counties, like the police, it's not even the local police, the state police don't play. How the hell these guys have almost 25 and 30 driving incidents over the past year is like beyond me. It's unimaginable. Like, if you screw up here, you immediately got to see the judge. Like, depending on what you do, you got to see the judge. You're on probation. They take away your privileges. Man, I've had a friend. He doesn't even want to get in a car and drive after the things that he's gotten into. But I guess out in Athens, they just give the guys a break. But I guess not. This is mind-boggling to me.
I mean, too, especially after, you know, the tragedy that they had after winning the national title, where unfortunately, you know, a staffer and a player were killed in a crash. Now, there was alcohol involved, and a lot of these have not been alcohol-related, just speeding-related. But you would think, a real-life tragic event like that would at least hammer the point home of, hey, maybe let's take real caution when we're driving. And since then, 24 arrests or citations, it's insane. I don't know why it's taking so long to get the message through. I don't know why speeding specifically is a rampant problem. But like, clearly, whatever Kirby is saying, whatever message he's preaching, whatever speakers he's bringing in, right, Clearly nothing's working.
Yeah, I don't get it, man. I've been out to the campus plenty enough times. I'm familiar with the area, the roads, the streets. Like, even the individuals that passed away, one of the players and one of the staff, driving, racing 104 miles per hour. What? No thanks. Y'all be safe out there. Do that. It's the JR Sportby Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to take a break while you be safe. When we come back on the other side, we'll start to wrap things up. I'm going to share with you quite a few things that took place this day in sports history. It is Tuesday, July 16th.
Doors take us to summers away or winter adventures and afternoon getaways. Your dedicated Fidelity advisor can help you open those doors by working with you on a comprehensive plan to help you reach your wealth's full potential. Because doors were meant to be opened. Visit fidelity.com/wealth. Investment minimums apply. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
Have you ever covered a carpet stain with a rug? Ignored a leaky faucet? Pretended your half-painted living room is supposed to look that way? Well, you're not alone. We've all got unfinished home projects. Whether it's a door that sticks, or a disorganized closet, or an AC unit that only works half the time, it all matters. You just haven't taken care of it yet. But there's an easier way. Just download the Thumbtack app. You can search for what you need done and find tons of highly rated pros right in your neighborhood. Check prices, reviews, and book a pro right on the spot. Plus, you'll know what to tackle next, because Thumbtack is the app that shows you what to do, who to hire, and when. Pull out your phone, and in just a few taps, say goodbye to all those unfinished home projects, and say hello to caring for your home the easier way. Download Thumbtack and start a project today.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here on the Infinity Sports Network. Yeah, Ryan, that's a guy who knows something about an all-star game, a few of them. He knows about hitting home runs, too. Yeah. Damn, time flies. I feel like I saw Hickey, who did we talk about? Oh, Calvin Johnson, Megatron. Like, the guy hasn't played since 2015. I'm going to say that Ryan Howard's last year, Hickey, I'm trying to think. Let's see. It's 2024. He last played in 2019. Let's see.
Wow.
You think I'm wrong?
I was going to say 2013. I'm going to say 2013.
Wow. Oh, my God. Wait. Let's see. When was he done? Up 16.
So right in the middle. Well, yeah. You win. You're closer.
What did I say? 18, 19?
You said 18.
His final season, 2016 with the Phillies. 25 home runs, 59 RBIs, a batting average of 196. Oof. He was ahead of the curve with this batting average stuff. Who cares, right?
Home run and strikeout. He was one of the founding fathers, huh?
Yeah, somebody else just did something. Duran hits a home run for the American League. They now lead 5-3. Good for them. We got a lot of action in this All-Star game, Hickey.
But yeah, a lot more higher scoring than I thought.
Yeah, 5-3. Yeah, right, I don't know.
Halfway through, like, usually I think these are pitcher's duels.
I know, yeah, and the American League typically comes out on top, so. Yeah, bottom of the fifth inning, the American League leads 5-3. We'll see what happens as the game continues on. And, of course, when we're back here tomorrow with you, we'll talk about the game, what took place, obviously Skeens. And then, you know, we'll look into seeing who's on the ground that we might talk to give us some firsthand perspective. So we'll do that. But before we do anything else, before we get the hell up on out of here, it's something that we do at the end of every show. We bring you a few things that took place this day in sports history.
Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid again.
It's time for this day in sports history.
You see, back in those days,
we had radio and you couldn't see anything. And it was primitive and lousy and we liked it.
On the JR Sport Brief Show.
I wish I was 50 years younger and I'd kick your ass.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Today, unless you've been hiding out somewhere, it's July 16th. The year is 2024. And if we go back to 1988, all my track and field fans, you might remember this. Florence Griffith Joyner. FloJo. She was getting ready for the Olympics. She ran a world record 10:49 at the Olympic qualifiers on her way to Seoul. Take a listen to this as she killed the 100-meter dash.
Gail Devers is in lane four. Lane one is open. And quickly, Florence Griffith Joyner blowing away the field in a 10:49. Wind aided, 10:49. Wait a minute. The anemometer says the wind was within the legal limits.
We don't care about no win. God bless FloJo. Passed away about a decade after that from a seizure. July 16th, 2011. You want to talk about winning? This guy knows about winning as well. His name is Kyle Busch. Because on July 16th, 2011, Kyle Busch, he won the nationwide race at New Hampshire Motor Speedway. He became the third driver to win 100 races in NASCAR's 3 National Series. Let's take a listen to Kyle Busch's victory, courtesy of NASCAR.
White flag is
out. White flag right here. Bring it on, Busch.
Well, one more time around down the backstretch. It'll be the 45th time in his nationwide series career. And remember, Mark Martin had widened that gap 2 weeks ago? He just closes it.
Yes, sir. Great call.
Down to four. Kyle Busch with Casey Kane second. His 10th National Touring Series win here at Bristol. 3 now in the Nationwide Series. 4 in Cup. 3 in Trucks. That is worth another bow.
And Kyle Busch, he put himself in some nice territory there. Richard Petty and David Pearson, 100 victories. Let's go forward. July 16th. 2017. This man is retired. I wish he was still able to play. His name is Roger Federer. At this point, he won his 8th Wimbledon title over Marin Cilic. Listen to this.
Game, set and match.
What a play.
3 sets to love. 6-3.
Champion here at Wimbledon.
6-1.
The first
6-1.
Man to win 8 championships. Yet another extraordinary performance. This one was a bit of a procession. But he didn't drop a set throughout Wimbledon.
Let's give this man some new knees. Anyway, this guy, his knees work. Because he won Wimbledon last year. He won Wimbledon again this year. And he beat the same guy. Let's listen to Carlos Alcaraz beating Novak Djokovic last year.
Djokovic is deposed as a new king of center court. Carlos Alcaraz of Spain.
7-6, 6-1. 3-6, 6-4.
He's beaten the best of all time. He's beaten a man who is virtually invincible on this court.
Yeah, well, everybody gets older. If he didn't look invincible last year, and he got his ass whooped and lost again this year, I hope. You know, Djokovic just seems like so much of a jerk to me, Hickey. If you never won anything, I'd be fine with that.
It is funny. I was thinking about the other day watching that match. Like, him, you know, obviously playing with Rafa and with Federer. There's a ton of Rafa fans and there's a ton of Fed fans. Not many Djokovic fans I could find. He is, out of the three, like the redheaded stepchild.
Yeah, he just, you know, because Nadal came up. He came up like Alcaraz, just a young guy with the long hair. And he's just enjoying life. Federer was always so relaxed and chill and classy. Like, you want to be cool like Federer. And Djokovic just walks around like, yo, you want to beat me? I don't care. He's just a jerk. He's just a jerk. Get him out of here. Get him out. Anyway, those are a few things that took place this day in sports history. And I'll say it again. Today is July 16th. Unless you're using, other methods and you're tuning into the show in other parts of the world, here in America, still, North America, it is still July 16th. What a day, what a day, what a day. Brandon Ayuk asks for a trade. Kirby Smart at Media Day has to explain away his players and their issues. A driving under the influence. Oh, what a joy. Sarcasm there. We found out the drunk singer of the national anthem last night. Well, I buried the lead. She was drunk. That's why she sucked. Tonight's singer was not drunk, or at least he didn't appear to be or sound like it. Right now, the American League still leads the National League in the All-Star game. The score is currently 5-3 in the top of the sixth. Jaylen Brown had to do some apologize. Well, Hickey, he didn't apologize. He just said, he didn't even discount what he said. He just said, he mouthed privately that Bronny doesn't look like a pro. And then he tweeted publicly. Notice how he can use subtweets for, like, other things. When it comes to dissing Bronny, he gives a whole paragraph explanation. How about that, right? That he's going to be good. He has a future and a great system. Look, that's a lot of ass kissing for LeBron. Even LeBron is like, bro, just relax.
Yeah, that's I didn't think about that. Yeah, a lot of his tweets about Team USA are a lot shorter than that, a lot more cryptic.
Yeah,
interesting.
Yeah, when it comes to LeBron, you got some explaining to do. you better get on your hands and knees and relax, kiss his backside. Anyway, I don't know how much more Jaylen Brown we have, unless Kevin Durant also can't play for Team USA. And speaking of Team USA, they will be in action early in the day. So if you want some basketball, USA is going to take on Serbia in the middle of the day at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific. So if you want to see USA take on Serbia and multiple-time MVP and champion Jokic, you got your wish. Let's see if Jokic busts the ass of Anthony Davis and Embiid in a friendly. And let's see if Team USA Basketball can stop turning the ball over. Listen, folks, it's been amazing hanging out with you today. Thank you to Crawford. Thank you to Ari for coming through to talk SEC football. Also talk some NFL football. Tomorrow we're going to talk some MLB All-Star Game. Of course, I'm going to bring you a top six list. And then we'll see what Team USA does in the early part of the day as well. Wherever you're at, I hope you're safe. I hope you're well. I wish you nothing but the best. The JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. It's done, okay? You missed a minute? Hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. You can find me online at JR Sport Brief. Don't move. Don't go anywhere. Bart Winkler is coming up next. Thank you all so much to super producer and host Ryan Hickey. Y'all be good out there. Catch you tomorrow.